Selling is the Broadway experience. We want the out-of-towners and the average man to buy those tickets, and those people want to see an orchestra in the pit.
Those people don't care where the orchestra is. They probably don't even know where it is. Here, I'll show you. Excuse me, cabbie.
Hmm?
This man's a producer, I'm a director, and we want to ask you a question. Have you ever been to the theater?
Yeah, I think I have.
Terrific. All right, now, did you notice where the music came from? I don't mean the singers now, I mean the musical instruments.
Yeah, the musical instruments. Like in No Strings, where they eliminated the violins and put the brass and the woodwinds right on stage. Whereas in Man of La Mancha, they put them backstage, separated between the two wings. And of course, there was that wonderful way that André Serban orchestrated the instruments and the human voices placed within the set in his Greek trilogy at the La Mama Theater.
Are you an actor?
Who, me?
Alex?
No. I'm just a cab driver who happens to love the theater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I was younger, I wanted to work in the theater. I'd have done anything just to get my foot in the door.
You know, we're interviewing for Gophers tomorrow. It's too bad you're not 20 years younger.
Well, wait a minute. I like to think a man is never too old to be a flunky. As a matter of fact, you know, if the hours were flexible, you know, I could be one.
Alex. No.
Oh, okay. I understand. It was worth asking anyway.
Nah. Simka, just go home.
You shouldn't go to work when you're sick.
Look, we cannot afford to lose a day's pay. And besides, I'm not really that sick.
Well, let me just see if you have a fever, all right?
All right.
Let me see. You're burning up!
I am not.
It's a raging inferno. Jim, tell me if you think he has a fever. Feel his head. Tony?
Something terrible has just happened.
What?
I've forgotten why I'm doing this.
He's hot.
He's hot. You cannot work when you're sick. Go ask your boss for a day off, all right?
Okay.
Louie!
Take it easy. You're gonna crack a windshield.
I don't feel very well. My wife, that I love very much, is upset because I'm risking my health to work here. You know, for over 3 years, I have not had a day off from back-breaking labor. So could I please have the day off?
Well, what are you worried about, Latka? This is America. We got a thing here called sick pay.
Oh, good.
You pay me $10, you can go home.
Never mind, Latka. Louie! Now we cannot get cable. neglected this long enough. You are gonna go home, you're gonna drink lots of liquids, you're gonna take aspirin, and go right to bed with a pumpkin.
No, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to destroy this myth. I used to live on a commune, and although those who slept with pumpkins did in fact seem to be healthier, so did those that slept with many other vegetables.
The point. All I'm saying is that 20 years ago, I would have killed to get that gopher's job.
20 years ago? What about now?
Oh, please.
Tell Tony.
What?
Listen
what?
To this.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. No, it's just that I happened to ask a Broadway producer for a job as a gopher.
Wow, great. When do you start?
He doesn't.
Why not?
Because the guy told him he was too old for the job.
And you accepted that, Alex? Haven't you seen Rocky III?
No.
Are you kidding? Rocky III may be the greatest Rocky movie since Rocky I.
How do you tell them apart?
They're numbered. And you know what the motto of Rocky III is, Alex?
Yeah, stop me before I make another one, please.
No. It's go for it. And he could have been talking to you, Alex.
I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. But I always thought that, that if I had gotten a job like that, I mean, even a gopher's job 20 years ago, that maybe today I would have been a Broadway producer.
Alex, go for it!
You know, Alex, I don't know much about how you move up in that business, but if that gopher job could be turned into anything, you're the man who could make it happen.
Oh, come on, yes. No. I mean, even if I got a job, if I got that gopher's job, which is no small task, I mean, who's to say they'd let me do anything but gopher coffee?
Alex, you're forgetting the most important thing about you.
Right.
You're smart.
Yeah.
You have ideas. You have insight. There's no way those people aren't going to notice that. Alex, you try for that job.
Alex, go for it. I am a tiger.
Alex, do it.
I'm going to go for it. But I don't want anybody to find out.
Oh, come on. Since when are you worried about things like that?
I don't want Louis to find out.
Ah, oh. So what? So you say to Louis, hey, Louis, I'm a gopher.
No. You don't understand, Tony. I mean, the truth is, I would feel foolish saying that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, for some reason, something like this makes you feel, fragile.
Yeah, so that's why Louis's never to find out, understand? Now, I have to have your word on this.
Hey, I'm
Louis must never find out.
Don't say another word. Please don't take the fun out of this for me.
Louis.
Basically, I'm a sportsman. Louis must never find out, eh? I give myself 5 minutes. I can't wait to see which one cracks first.
I'll drive you, Alex.
Good luck, Alex.
Thank you.
Iggy! Awesome.
Look, Iggy.
Huh?
How about if you and me, we play a little game? Huh?
All right.
Now, first, you ask me something that you want to know.
Uh-huh.
And I'll answer. Okay? And then I'll ask you something that I want to know, and you have to answer.
Sounds like fun, boss.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Now you go first. Ask me anything.
Honky dog. Where's Tony taking Alex?
I guess we should start those interviews. Put all calls through.
Hey, the cabbie from last night.
Yeah, Alex Regan.
Yeah, hi. So what's up, Alex? Did we leave something in your cab or didn't this bum tip you?
No, I came about the gopher's job.
Listen, Alex,
what's great? I'm not at all nervous. Because this really feels right. So I guess that means you're going to give me the job, right? Because otherwise I'd be nervous. Huh?
Boy, great.
Now, I know what you're going to say. You don't want to give me the job because you're afraid you feel kind of awkward bossing around a guy who's older than you, right?
No. No, we like that.
Oh, I get it. You're kidding. You're sort of wry, huh? A little playful. Broadway hip, huh? Tender, but tough.
I like him. Let's hire the old coot.
Hey.
Congratulations, Alex.
Hey, thanks.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How about some lunch?
No, thanks. I ate before I came over. Oh, right. Lunch. Wow, a polite greeting. Never thought I'd hear one of those again.
Oh, no. You mean it's that bad?
It's terrible. I don't think I could take much... more of it, I'm telling you right now. I mean, I didn't mind getting yelled at because the pastrami wasn't lean enough. I didn't mind having to blow up this inflatable cushion because the producer has a bad back. But what really rankles me is having great ideas and not even be able to say them out loud.
So why haven't you?
Because it's not my place.
Alex, nobody cares where a really great idea comes from.
Well, the other reason I kept quiet was because I didn't have a really great idea.
Okay, Rika.
What?
Come on.
What?
Come on, what is it? You're being so secretive, it must be something really embarrassing. Now, what are you ashamed of?
I'm not ashamed. I got a job in the theater. Let's just leave it at that, all right?
Wow. I'm impressed. I guess you'll be kissing the old cab job goodbye, huh?
Well, no, not right away, no.
Why not?
Because I've formed certain attachments that are very real to me here.
Well, good luck.
Oh, thanks.
Maybe I can come down and visit sometime, Riga.
No, you see, what we're having now is, it's something called closed rehearsals. Maybe in the not too distant future. But right now I gotta go because I'm really very late.
No, one more thing. Riga, I always knew that you would be the first guy to dig himself out of this slime. Congratulations.
Thanks, Will.
He must have the cruddiest job in the world. I gotta go down and see him do it. Come on, Banta, where is it?
No.
Where's he work? Nardo! Nardo! Where is he?
Why are you tormenting yourself, boss?
Because, Iggy, I got an opportunity to go down to some theater and really let Riga have it. But I can't find out where it is. You don't know, do you?
Yeah, I know.
But tell me, Iggy, come on. Tell me. Iggy, you gotta tell me. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. I can really go down here and let him have it.
Okay.
Raining.
I'll tell you. Because by my telling you, I'm giving you the chance to turn your life around and become a decent man. I used to be a reverend, boss. And I'm Betty. And when I tell you, you won't go. I'm a betting you're about to be saved. Alex is working at the Ambassador Theater. That's it! Go celebrate your newfound virtue! Another sinner saved! Oh, little
I don't know why this last scene doesn't work.
I think it's the dialogue. Didn't they say the same thing before? Alex, you want to do something about that trash basket?
Yeah, my hands are busy right now.
Alex, just step in it.
Right.
Now, look. If it's the writing, we'll have Dave fix it. Let's not bother him today. He's got so many rewrites to do.
Hey, can I make a suggestion?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know what I think? I think we need another scene. We need another scene. We need a scene in which Carl would come to Michelle and say...
I don't think you need another scene. I think your problem is staging here. I mean, all those entrances and exits, they're killing you, right? Look, all they have to do is go to a side set where nobody can hear them, but they can be seen. You know, like in Death of a Salesman. Remember Death of a Salesman? See, they don't have to be heard there. All they have to do is simple behavior. You know what I mean?
Alex, I don't want to seem rude, but we'll save the living theater. You take care of the patty melts.
Oh. This is yours.
Okay. Are you busy?
What can I do for you?
Well, I need somebody to run lines with me on this new scene.
No, I'm not an actor,
you don't have to act. You just have to give me cues.
I really feel kind of awkward doing this.
I just want to get the feel of it, okay? All you got to do is read the words.
Yeah, I know, but I really can't do this.
Oh, please.
Why are you acting like this, Michelle?
Because I want you. I want you desperately. I want you here. I want you here. I want you now.
And you don't think I want you?
Not like I want you. I dream of you. I'm obsessed with you.
You say that now, but why would this time be any different?
Because this time my skin cries out for your touch. Your mouth, your lips, your chest. What are you doing? What is with this guy? Yeah.
Alan, we better get over to the stage. Alex,
I hate to bring this up again, but my cushion's getting a little low.
You know, I got an idea. Why don't we get a pump for this thing?
Just fill it up. Have it in my car by, Oh, boy. Where's my watch?
Huh?
You know, I bet I took my watch off and left it on the table and you put it in with the rest of the garbage. You know, I may not have even worn it today. I may have just left it home. Alex, you better check anyway. And when you put the cushion in the car, could you get the gas tank filled up and have it washed?
Yeah, okay, right. How long have you been here?
Too long.
What have you seen?
Too much.
Who let you in here?
Two guys. Bye, Riga. I will never tell anybody about what I saw.
tell me something, Riga. How could you do this to yourself? Riga, do you know what was special about you?
Please, will you?
You knew you were nothing, and you were great at it. But taking this job, Riga, it's like tampering. The theater. It's like trying to be something you're not. Riga, it's like if you got a nose job. I mean, you'd be walking around with this little nose saying, "Hi, I'm Alex Riga." And everybody would say, "That's cute. But we want the real Riga, the one with the honker down here."
You know something, Louie? There's something you will never understand about this. There is a certain glamour and excitement about being connected to a Broadway show.
Alex, you're an errand boy.
Yeah. Well, not all the time.
That's true. Sometimes you're a trick.
Don't do this to me, Louie, please. I'm right on the edge right now, and I don't feel good about what I'm doing, so please don't ruin it for me.
You want to feel good about it? Then leave here with the ounce of self-respect you got left. Take one of those sandwiches and shove it in that guy's face. I'll get you one. Ooh. Egg salad.
Alex, you busy?
Look who's here.
Listen, I want to talk to you about
something.
Listen,
sometimes I know I can be very distracted.
Yeah,
I know I can be very rude, but I do listen to what people say.
Look, I
think your idea is going to work. We're going to try it right now.
Huh?
Why don't you come watch it with us out front?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and bring some coffee.
Now, if you'll excuse me, Louie, I'm wanted out front.
Oh, excuse me. Would you run lines with me, please?
Mr. Walters.